When the time comes and I'm standing at the river that separates the two worlds that I love, torn between my precious friends and my family, and the place of peace that's waiting up above. Hold my hand and stay there by my side, and when I finally step into the tide, celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me in that land of wonder where nothing can compare. Celebrate me in that place, celebrate me saved by grace. Don't just sit and weep because I'm gone. Celebrate me home. I have spent most of my life on earth preparing to take the trip from here to heaven's throne. With the shield and word of God to guide me, it's a comfort knowing I am not alone. So when I take my final fleeting breath and fade, celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me in
that land of wonder, for that blessed moment where nothing I'm going home. And I don't think it's going to be many days. I really don't think it's going to be many more days before we're going home. And I can hardly wait. I'm going to come back and share that song with you at the conclusion of this program. I am most excited. I am really most excited to bring you a program like today. I'm praying. I'm believing the Lord to just help me in a relaxed mood to bring you into a discussion that I think will change, very much so change your life. Very much so change your life. And that's what I'm after. I'm after every one of us preparing for that glorious rapture. The next event is the rapture. The next event is the rapture. But now, the signs are no longer pointing to the rapture. That's settled. The signs are pointing to the 7 years of the great tribulation. The 7 years of the great tribulation. And today, I want to talk about words that we've heard many times, I think, well, many of us have, the abomination of desolation. The abomination of desolation. Now, to make sure you understand, this is in the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read to you his words. This is in Matthew 24. It talks about the end times. When ye therefore, this is Matthew 24:15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. And he goes on to talk about that period called Jacob's trouble. Already 3.5 years in progress, but now the last 3.5 years is moving forward. And the desolation, the desolation, abomination of desolation. Now, I want to give it a different name. Because not to change anything, but to make it more understandable. The Antichrist likeness will become the living image of the devil. The Antichrist likeness in the temple in Jerusalem will become the living image of the devil. The living image of the devil. Now you think about this, that abomination of desolation. Jesus said it would be the greatest time of tribulation ever occurring on human earth since the beginning of the world. Never a time like it. And we are facing that. Now, not the bride. We go to heaven in the rapture. But the rest of this world is facing that. And I want you to get the picture. Because if you get the picture, I don't believe there's much way you can fail to want to go somewhere and get right with God and get your life straightened out and get your life on the right path to the right place. Listen to me now. The great earth, I didn't mean to say the saints there. The world that misses the rapture will be here for this event I'm talking about. Unless they've already been killed, unless they've already been eliminated, and millions will probably already have been eliminated. It's going to be the darkest period of human history. And there will be this image put up in the temple in Jerusalem in the middle of the 7 years. And that image will be the likeness of the devil. It will be the image of the devil. Now, let me give you some understanding here. You remember what Paul said about Jesus in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 3? Said he was the very image of the Father. Well, the devil, the Antichrist, I should say, is going to be the very image of the devil. Just like Jesus was the image of the Father, the Antichrist is going to be this creature here is going to be the image. And it is the Antichrist, the likeness of the Antichrist, will be the image of the devil. Now, that's very clear. No way to get around it when you really study the Bible. Just like Jesus was the image of his Father and said everything the Father told him to say, and he said that over and over, so the Antichrist will be the image of the devil. And will say everything the devil wants him to say. And for the first time in human history, the world will be made to worship the devil. For the first time in human history, the world will be made to worship the devil. Not just the ungodly crowd that are already worshiping him, the atheists and the heathen religions and all the darkness out there. Yes, there is much worship of the devil today. But this will be a world worshiping the devil, and you will not be allowed to live. The Bible says that clearly. We'll get to that. You will not be allowed to live if you do not worship the devil. If you do not worship the devil. Now, if there's anything I want to do right now in my life as a minister, I love preachers. I love men of God. I love great servants of the Lord God, teachers, preachers, men, women. I do. I love them. And I want to help them to recognize the signs of the time and begin to tell everybody that they know and meet about the signs of the time. We don't have time to play games. We don't have time to be off in some frolic. We have nothing but a little time left to get as many ready as we can to meet the blessed Savior who will come to rapture the saints before this 7 years of tribulation begin. Now, I'm gonna do my best to answer every question that comes to me today, and I pray that we'll have a lot of them. Let me give you a little picture of the things that we're talking about, okay? Satan's goal has always been to be worshiped by the world. Well, this will be the fulfillment of that goal for a little short span and a little short way. And then a one-world religion is presently developing by the Catholic Church to lead this one world religion and to force the world to worship the devil who will come as that Antichrist. Now listen to me, false prophets all across America and across the world are already surrendering to the throne of Rome or to the Pope of Rome, whatever you want to call it. Already surrendering. You know the story. You saw it on the news. Kenneth Copeland, Rick Warren, Rick Joyner, James Robinson. There's so many names. I read a little bit of a book on the internet that I've ordered for me. And it's written by a very noted person. All about how the church is going back to Rome. And step by step, going to that one world order, that one world religion. Got to have it, they say, to be able to compete with all this happening out there and to stop this cultural rot that's coming upon the world. Well, I'm telling you, Jesus is going to stop that cultural rot, and it's just going to get worse until he comes. Now, another thing, all of the developing technology has got our world ready for a mark of the beast. All of the growing technology. You can't buy anything today without people knowing about it. Oh, you can buy a few things, maybe just a hand-to-hand barter, but there's not much of that left. I'm here to tell you, we are coming down to the end. Anti-Jerusalem spirits and anti-Israel spirits gripping the world. People hate Jerusalem and hate Israel. Well, they love Jerusalem to a degree if they could get all the Jews out of there. That's their opinion. But I want to tell you something. We're seeing it everywhere. The Democrat Party right here in America has become, without question, an anti-God to the core. Did you ever believe that a political party in America would become so anti-God? Would you believe that? Can you believe that? It's almost impossible to believe, but it's all getting ready now for this Antichrist to become the very likeness and image of the devil and to force the worship of Satan upon this whole world. A vileness is possessing our world. Have you noticed that? All the killings, all the craziness. 80-some people yesterday died in a country where those two bombs set off to Tunisia, I believe it was. I forget the real name. I saw it on the news. And then already they've counted 1,400 that died in Saudi Arabia in that religious stampede. You know, what is happening? What is happening? The only religion hated is Bible Christianity. The only religion hated is Bible Christianity. Can you tell me any other religion that the world hates? That the educational system hates, that the politicians hate, that the different entities of the world. I read just this week of a judge imposing a big fine upon a local community because they tolerated someone praying in Jesus' name. If you pray in Jesus' name, not only do you get in trouble, you get the entity that allows you to do it to get in trouble. I mean, it is a craziness. The present church world, evangelicals almost to a complete, are dead set on denying a literal hell. Do you realize almost nobody in the church world believes there's a literal hell? Are you grateful that Billy Graham has redeemed himself? I've got that article this week that was in the Charlotte Observer. Billy Graham acting like the 1950s. That's when I was saved. I remember listening to him preach when he really preached the word. I remember supporting his campaigns and being right there involved in them with him because he was preaching the gospel, trying to win souls and telling people they had to repent and come to Christ or be lost eternally in a devil's hell. Well, he's preaching it again. Aren't you grateful? Oh, I tell you, that really is a marvelous thing, a marvelous thing. The NIV Bible is a blasphemous Bible. And yet the church world as a whole has gone to the NIV Bible. They do not. The NIV people who did that translation made it. I have their own words. They deny that there is a literal hell. Well, this Bible is real, friend. This Bible is the truth from beginning to end, A to Z. It is the infallible, eternal Word of God. And Jesus said, not a jot, a tittle shall pass away till every bit of it be fulfilled. Well, there's so much we could talk about, all kinds of things. And so there's no question we should have all the questions asked that maybe I can answer. But I want to tell you, it's time to get right with God. The abomination of desolation. Spoken of by Daniel the prophet. Jesus said those very words. Matthew 24 verse 15. Now you go to Revelation chapter 13. And you see all of this happening. You see it all coming to pass. No doubt about it. We're right on the verge of it. All's got to happen. The only thing's got to happen is that trumpet to sound. And the Lord Jesus to come with a shout. And to take his saints to meet him in the air. And then all hell breaks loose on this earth. All hell breaks loose on this earth. Now, I'm going to get the news up here. I mean, the email up here so I can hear from you. I do want to hear from you. I want you involved. I presume everything's fine today. Had a difficulty with our new connection to our satellite last Saturday. And of course, you had to get a repeat program, but you've got the real one today. I'm sure that is indeed true, and I am most grateful. Let's go now. Make sure I get my email up here. I want to hear from you. Our number to call is 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-338-7884. And I'm giving you today a booklet, a tremendous booklet on this subject of the Antichrist becoming the devil. The Antichrist being completely a representative image of the devil and forcing the whole world to worship the devil. Or be killed, whichever. And you know, technology is already almost complete to where all of this could just be ready in days. I'm here to tell you in days, trying to keep my notes here. I don't want to miss anything. We really have got a lot of things to talk about today, and I pray that the subject will stay. Don't go off on no other subject today. This is so important. I will talk about the rapture. Because remember, now don't misunderstand me. The rapture must occur before these 7 years begin. Go to Revelation chapter 4 and 5. You've got the bride with Christ, with the Father. You've got them getting ready for the tribulation period. You've got the little book in the Father's hand that Jesus takes from him in chapter 5. And then chapter 6, he begins to open up the seals of that seven-sealed book. And the tribulation period begins. It cannot begin until the bride is with Christ. It cannot begin until the bride is with Christ. And oh, what a day that's going to be. He says to us in the book of Revelation 3 and 10, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep thee from the hour of tribulation that shall come upon the whole earth. He said it. I didn't say it. That's as plain as you could ever have it. Let me read it to you. Go with me to Revelation 3 and 10. I want nobody to miss this, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world. Notice that. Somebody tried to say on our Facebook a few days ago that it doesn't happen to the whole world. Well, let you hear what Jesus said. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world. Now he said that, all, A-double-L, the world, W-O-R-L-D, to try them that dwell upon the earth. So no doubt about it. I mean, the words of Jesus are, you can't get them higher. You can't get them with greater prestige. The great Son of God said it plain. He'll keep you from it, but only if you're living ready to go. Now, the lines are open, 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. And the toll-free number anywhere in America and Canada, grab your phone, dial 1-800-338-7884. I want to hear from you. I want a list of questions. I don't want anything. I don't want anybody to end this program and not understand what I've said. If you have one question about how I said it or what I said, you have one thing that you want to look at a little deeper, you grab that phone and you call me, and I am ready to do it with you. I want nobody to left that don't understand how late it is. Now, let me tell you something that the Lord reminded me of this week. I had read it, knew it like the back of my hand, but hadn't thought about it in a long time. And those were the words of Jesus. He said, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the time. And he called such people hypocrites. He called such people hypocrites. Now, you cannot afford to not discern. Preachers, don't tell me I'm only called to preach on grace. Don't tell me I'm only called to preach on winning souls. You're called to preach the whole counsel of God. The Bible says that, not me. The whole counsel of God. Don't be so lazy you don't get in that book of Revelation and spend a couple of nights, all night if you need to, and dig your way through that book until the Holy Ghost opens it up to your heart, until you understand. I'm here to tell you, you've got to know these signs of the time. And preachers in the pulpit, if you don't preach on the signs of the time, you have no right to be in that pulpit. Are you listening to me? I'm not your boss. I'm not trying to be unkind. I love you to death. I woke up in the middle of the night last night and wondered if I was saying it too strong. And I cannot believe I am. We're just so close to the end. We really are. Let me take a call here. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, is America in Bible prophecy?
America is not named in Bible prophecy, but the whole earth is in Bible prophecy. Every nation on the earth has some degree of responsibility in Bible prophecy. Now, a lot of people try to say we are Babylon. When the Bible says Babylon, it means Babylon. God never uses words that don't mean, at least in a understandable way, what he's saying. And so America is, no question, one of the nations of the earth. And America, in that sense, is in Bible prophecy, and this tribulation period is coming on the whole earth.
Yeah, I believe Revelation 17 and 18 explain that America is in Bible prophecy.
Yeah, but you don't have anything but suggestions to say that. You have nothing there that proves it. Babylon is Babylon. See, Babylon was always the seat of the devil. That's where Nimrod built the Tower of Babel. Rome is nothing but a spiritualized Babylon. That's all Rome is Babylon with a Christian name. So Babylon still exists.
Okay.
And the city over there has been under some construction. I don't know where it is right now. You can't get in for the fear of the things going on. But I believe Babylon is Babylon. But I do believe America is about as guilty of anything as anybody could be. So we can certainly say judgment is coming to America.
Well, maybe we can get some comments on it.
Well, I don't want to make it the main subject, because there's always been somebody trying to say America is Babylon, but they don't have one scripture to say that by. See, you can't go by just somebody's opinion, and you can't go by somebody's idea, and you can't go because we're guilty of multiple sins. We are guilty of multiple sins. There's a lot of things wrong right now. America is going to hell in a basket. No doubt about it. America is going to be judged. No doubt about that. But I don't think we're Babylon. But you're my friend. I'm glad you called. Give us a call quickly. You are welcome on this program, okay? We don't want anybody to not be involved in your question. Now, you know, when you don't have a scripture to back up something, it's not fair to say it. It's not biblical to say it. You heard me for 40-some years now on this broadcast, audio all those years until the last year and a half, now video, now all over the world, by the way, and was all over the world by audio for a number of years, but now all over the world by video, and I'm grateful. I don't deserve it. I'm just an old-fashioned Bible-loving minister. That's all. I claim no great position or no great wisdom. I just love this Bible. I believe the whole book. I believe it's an infallible book. And I don't believe you call anything a doctrine until you prove it by the Bible. If you don't prove it by the Bible, then how can you say it? Now grab your phone. I want to hear from you. You are very important. Let me see if I can get wanting questions here. And sometimes I get them and don't recognize them, but I don't have one right here. So grab your phone, grab your internet. Thank you. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, I want a lot of email questions. jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, notice org, O-R-G, not com. Remember that. You on the air, may I help you, please? You on the air, may I help you, please? I got you now. May I help you, please?
Dr. Chambers?
Yes, sir.
Just wondering, when the Bible uses the words mystery Babylon, would that make it possible that it's referring to something other than the old Babylon? Maybe it is America.
Yes, it is. It's referring to the spiritual. It's referring to Rome, the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is mystery Babylon. As you read through that, you see the woman, you see all the things about her. It's an incredible picture. That word mystery makes it a type of something. And mystery would not make it America, but mystery does certainly make it Babylon. And so, I'm sorry, Rome. So I believe the Catholic Church is indeed Mystery Babylon. And of course, it's not just going to be the Catholic Church. It's going to be apostate religion all over the world. The evangelical world has become apostate at an incredible rate now for, 20 to 30 years. And now we're pretty close to the bottom of the barrel. So I believe that Revelation 17 is Mystery Babylon. Revelation 18 is Literal Babylon. I've studied that for many years. I have a book on Babylon being the place where the Antichrist will have his palace during the seven-year tribulation period. And you'll notice that in Revelation, Babylon will be destroyed, and then Rome will be destroyed, and then the Antichrist will march on Jerusalem, and that's when the great battle of Armageddon occurs, and God defends Jerusalem.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for calling. God bless your heart. Now grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now, nothing I want you to get like I want you to get this image in the temple in Jerusalem. This image in the temple in Jerusalem, and you remember, it is the religious one world religion that really promotes that image. The one world religion promotes that image. It's got to be a one-world religion where all the religions join themselves together. You know that's already occurring. They've already brought the Muslims in. They're bringing in the heathen people of the different religions. I mean, all of that has occurred over the last 20 to 30 years. I've written so many booklets. I've done so many programs. I've got so much material out proving all of that. And nothing I put out there that is not still just as authentic as it was when the Lord wrote it to me, laid it on my heart. And so we are watching that one world religion. And that will be the entity that promotes this Antichrist, who becomes an image of the devil, who literally becomes an image of the devil. Just like Jesus was an image of the Father, this Antichrist will become an image of the devil. And he will force the whole world to worship him and kill them if they do not worship him. And then, of course, at the end of the 3.5 years that this will transact, everybody will have to buy and sell. Under the mark of the beast. If you don't have the mark, you can't buy gas. You can't buy milk from your baby. Nothing. We are talking about the most hellish time in human history. There's never been anything to match it. Really, never. Now, line these lines up, will you? We got lines open, 704-391-0588. 1-800 is the toll-free, 1-800-338-7884. I want to hear from you. You are important. And I want your email. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Hey, Brother Chambers. Good
hey.
To be with you. I got something I got to tell you, and if you don't know this, you better hold on to your chair because you'll fall out of it. I was watching a Christian program yesterday, and there was a lady on there who was married to a pretty famous preacher. She was saying before she was saved, as a young, sort of a young woman, she had 5 abortions. 4 of them were at Planned Parenthood. She said while she would be there, the satanic worship crowd would come in, and Planned Parenthood would give these devil worshipers these aborted babies, the baby parts or intact body or whatever, and they would sacrifice them to Satan. They would burn these babies' bodies to Satan. And she said that the guy that she was talking with told her that Satan always wanted a human sacrifice. He said before it was legalized to have abortions, it didn't have any, but he said now we get them readily. We don't have no problem getting. And have you heard that?
I have not heard that of Planned Parenthood, but I believe it. If they will do what it is now proven that they've been doing, sacrificing these babies to get the parts to sell. Anybody would listen to those tapes and hear that and not have an absolute, just become sick about anything to do with Planned Parenthood. I don't understand, but I believe that could well be. Now, what kind of a program was that on?
It was a Christian programming, and I feel sure they probably archive it. You could probably go to the website. Her husband is a famous guy. She's relatively famous. I'll tell you who it is. hope I don't get in trouble. It's Jim Baker's current wife.
Jim Baker's current wife. And you heard her say that?
Yes.
You heard her say that?
I heard her. I heard and saw her say it. I feel sure there's probably hundreds of people listening right now that saw that same program. I wish some of them would call in and back me up. They'll tell you the same.
I don't doubt that that's true. Not at all. So let's just take for granted it probably is, because of all the things they've done, that would be nothing greater. And there's been reports for years of sacrifices of humans. I mean, for years. I've never had one that I could authenticate and say, I know that happened. But I would like to talk with that lady, and there's a possibility I may want to try that. But I'm here to tell you that what's happening, and do you understand now that that beast, that image in the temple is going to be an image of the devil?
I understand that. And,
had you ever heard that before?
No, I haven't.
I've never heard it before. I've never said it before. It came out of our Bible study Wednesday night, and it didn't start with me. It came from one of my men that's a very dedicated Bible student. I mean, he lives in that Bible. And when we got through talking, I knew it had to be true. And then I began to study about Jesus being the very image of his father. Who would the Antichrist want to be but the image of his father, who is the devil?
It
just fits the Bible pattern perfectly, doesn't it?
It does.
Thank you, my dear friend. And somebody out there, please send me that link. And if nobody else, you go find that for me and send it to me, will you? Hey, you know what? We are talking about something so overwhelming. Do you understand that devil worship is going to be bigger than you ever imagined? And during the 7 years, when you take the mark of the beast, if you're here and you take it, listen to me. When you take the mark of the beast, you take into yourself his very nature. You become a part of him. If you are a clean living person, not saved, but clean living, and you take the mark of the beast, you will be transformed into a servant of the devil. And you will well become a lesbian or a homosexual or someone of dark characteristics. I'm here to tell you, that's going to be the 7 years of the tribulation. The mark of the beast is not just a mark. It's like being born again to Christ. You become one with Christ. Taking the mark of the beast is being born again to the devil and taking one and becoming one with the devil. And it's going to happen to this earth. And you think it's bad out there now? I'm here to tell you, it is not even bad out there right now. And it's terrible. It's already terrible. It's already horrible. There's a vileness in the air. There's a vileness in the air. I don't know what day they're going to start taking out people like myself and getting rid of us. And of course, if I was here after the rapture, I wouldn't have a chance to live a week. And thank God I'm going to get to go in that rapture. I'm excited about it. Oh, believe me, I'm excited about it. And if you're not ready, I'm here to tell you the only people going in that rapture are godly people. If you're not living a clean, godly life, you can't go up in that rapture. There won't be one sin that goes up in that great rapture company when we are caught up to the sky. It'll be men and women who repented of their sins and turned to Christ and have made Christ the center of their life. They've made Christ the whole of their life. Now, there's so much here to talk about. Let me see if I can get several questions on internet. Would you explain the confusion of some in thinking that the abomination of desolation was when Antiochus Epiphanes killed a hog on the altar in Jerusalem? Well, that couldn't have been the abomination of desolation, because that was, what, 200 or 300 years before Christ. 200 or 300 years before Christ was when Antiochus, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right, Antiochus Epiphanes, that's how I've always pronounced it, by the way, but it don't have to be the right one. But he was, he lived some 200, 300 years before Christ, and he did exactly what this gentleman said, killed a pig on the altar there in Jerusalem. But he could not have been the Antichrist, because Jesus said, watch for it. Jesus made it plain it was in the future. And the book of Revelation makes it plain this in the future. So it could not have been, okay? You understand that? Anybody that questions that, you need to hear that. Maybe that's what the Bible answer man says, who believes in a very twisted form of the end times. They're called preterist. I don't know all about them, but I know it's dangerous. All right, here's a question. During the first 3.5 years, when the Jews are aiding the Antichrist in building his temple, do you believe that Jesus will be completely willing to do as the Antichrist says, or just there by any sort of resistance or questions from them. The Jews, I'm sorry. Do you believe the Jews will be completely willing? The first 3.5 years of the tribulation period, the Jewish people will be under the sway of the Antichrist. Now, how far that goes, the Bible don't say. It just says that they will make a covenant, a 7-year covenant. In the first 3.5 years, it will seem relative to them that they're getting by. It's not going to be easy. It's still going to be hell on the earth. And I've always believed the 7-year tribulation period is 7 years of tribulation period, not 3.5 years of peace and then 3.5 years of hell. The first 3.5 years will be better for the Jews. To say it's better for the rest of the world, I doubt so. But it certainly will be better for the Jews. But at the middle of the tribulation, when their temple is desecrated, and this abomination of desolation is installed, and that abomination takes on the image of the devil. Oh, brother, you're talking about hell on earth. I'm telling you, hell on earth. Let's see here, Satan's abortion link. All right, Satan's abortion link, satanic abortion link. Well, I don't have time to go to that. This link has the story along with a video of Jim Baker discussing the satanic rituals performed in Planned Parenthood. All right, I've got the video to it. Don't have time to go see it. Thank you very much there, Brother Dylan. I'm glad you're watching. You know, we're living in somewhat of an hour. I certainly am looking forward to that. We're talking about Jim Baker's present wife, I believe they said. And, you know, I understand the problems that Jim Baker has been involved in. And I'm not a supporter. I'm not involved one way or the other with this situation. But I do want to understand the facts as best I can. Unless that guy can cite the name and references, I would not believe it. I agree with that. I will try and research it, but I am skeptical. I don't blame you. I'm a little bit skeptical. I was skeptical. I see now that I have the link to this actual interview, but I still would want to go further than that. I would want to see. But I don't doubt Planned Parenthood. They are diabolical. They are satanic. I don't think there's any question. They operated under satanic influences and satanic power. Whether they have satanic rituals, I do not know. That would be something that someone needs to study and search. Now, the lines are open, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. Now, you know, it's very important that we know what's happening. And I can assure you, whatever is taking place will eventually be known. And we will have proof of it and not just suggestions of it. This program is open for people to call, and so I don't try to control people who call. You are welcome to call if you have an idea that you just want to talk about. And we don't have to believe it. We don't have to say yes or no. We will research when we get things that we don't know about. But I want to tell you, we're at the closing hour, and there's really nothing possible that might not happen. There's really nothing evil and diabolical that might not happen. And the Antichrist will definitely be embodied by the devil and will become an image of Satan. I believe that. The middle of the 7 years, the very image of Satan. The very image of Satan. We are seeing things already. You know, I've been doing this program 42 years, and I've said things through the years that people said, Reverend Chambers, you're crazy. And I don't remember nothing. I remember one thing that I thought was going to happen then, and it hasn't happened yet. And that's the only thing I remember where I really missed it. I mean, and I'm not bragging on me. I don't know but a little bit of things. Sometimes I feel so hungry to know more, but I'm searching and I'm open, and I'm never going to give up. As long as this brain of mine will operate, I'm going to be digging. Now, I want you to get this booklet. I want everybody out there to get this material. I'm here to tell you it is imperative for you to get this booklet. This will be the front of it. We'll be on the front of it. It is called Antichrist Likeness Will Become the Living Image of the Devil. and I want you to read it. I want you to research it. I want you to dig into it. I want you to get a copy of it for your pastor, and I want us to know what's going on out there. I really do. I want us to know what's going on. I got a call here. Let me see if I can find it. Line one, and you are on the air. May I help you, please? You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, I have a question.
All right. I hope I have an answer.
All right. I want to know, can you go to heaven if you got two living wives? My first wife left me, and I'm a boy.
Hey, let me stop you. I will not dare get into that discussion today, but you call me about 2:30, and I will get into it with you and try to help you. Okay, I would love to help you understand and get yourself free so you can serve God. Okay, so you call me at 2:30, but I'm not going to put that on the air because then that will take over the subject that we're in. Okay, you understand that, don't you? All right, stay right there. Let me give you to the ladies. You give them your phone number, and I will call you myself, okay? So stay there, line one, ladies. Line one, ladies, very, very important. All right, oh, man. Well, I don't know what I did. I don't know if I did it right or wrong. I hadn't tried to do that for the few weeks. Call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now, Pastor Chambers. Pastor Chambers is here for one reason. I am burdened intently for our church world. I woke up in the middle of the night and lay in my bed for I don't know how long, praying, weeping, crying out to God. I want to see a revival more than I want anything on the face of this earth. I am so sad. Because I'm sad because I have so many enemies that hate me because I do what I do. I bring you the old-fashioned truth. Some of them don't know why they hate me. They just know they're on a different wavelength than I am, and I understand that. If you're living for the devil, or you're religious but not really a born-again Christian, you're into all kinds of doctrines beside the simple truths of the Bible, then I can understand I would be a problem to you, and I understand that. I hope you'll get over that, because going to heaven is more important than anything any of us can talk about. I want you to be ready to go to heaven. I want you to serve the Lord Jesus with all of your heart. You don't have to be part of me. You don't have to come here. If you live for Christ according to this Bible, wherever you may have to plant yourself in a church, you will get planted in a church if you're truly saved. I don't believe it's possible to be saved and not get planted in the church. There's never been a Holy Ghost revival that didn't start in the house of God. I mentioned yesterday in our school the great revival of Andrew Mary. It was in a Presbyterian church in South Africa. Can you believe that? A Presbyterian church in South Africa where the Andrew Mary revival started. He at first thought it was fanaticism until God had to get a hold of him. And look at the great books he wrote because of that great revival. Hey, folks, Jesus is coming. Now, you've got to have this booklet. If you don't study this subject and get it down in your heart and mind, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. If you claim to be a Christian, you've got to understand Revelation chapter 13. You've got to understand about this false prophet and him requiring the whole world to take the mark of the beast. The false prophet is a religious entity. You understand? That's the one world church. See, there's a Satan, and there's an Antichrist, and there's an Antispirit. Unholy Trinity, I call them. Unholy Trinity. The devil, the Antichrist, the false prophet, create an unholy Trinity. And you can always know the devil imitates everything like God. He does nothing. He's an imitator. He doesn't have a creative thought in his brain. He's an imitator. He imitates God. He imitates the Bible. That's why I know that the Antichrist will be possessed by the devil and become the very image of Satan, because Jesus was possessed by his father and became the very image of his father. Hallelujah. I love it. I love it. I really do. I love it. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, the devil, the Antichrist, the false prophet, an unholy Trinity. And I'm going to tell you something, friend. We're close to the end. And you're on the air. May I help you, please?
Pastor Chambers, I wanted to bring up a couple of points about the first 3.5 years.
Yes.
In case anybody is thinking that it's going to be a little bit mellow compared to the second. In the first 3.5 is the Third World War that kills 1/4 of the world's population. And are not the seven.
Do you have a scripture now, George, that documents that? I'm very, very dedicated. Now, I believe the first 3.5 years are going to be hell on earth. And I believe there will be wars and all kinds of things. Because the first seals that are open beginning with 6:1, Revelation 6:1, just means everything breaks loose. That's terrible. But go ahead now.
Well, that's all I mean. That first 3.5 years are going to be absolutely horrendous. Are not the seven seals in the first 3.5 years?
Absolutely. It starts in chapter 6, Revelation 1. And by the fifth seal, there's been a multitude that's died and been killed for Christ's sake.
Mm-hmm.
A multitude. And they're crying out, Lord, when are you going to avenge our blood upon the earth? You can't have the trouble just beginning in the middle of the tribulation. It begins on the first day of the tribulation.
And also the four horsemen.
Yes, right. You're right. That's what the four seals are. The first four seals are the four horsemen. And that's a going forth, and there will be world war. I'll agree with you. That's good enough. I think we've settled it. There will be war like this world has never known.
Mm-hmm. And then also Ezekiel 38:39.
Well, I believe 38:39 probably takes place right at the beginning of the 7 years, or it could take place right before the rapture. So I believe the war of Gog and Magog is an event that can start tomorrow, or it can start in the middle of the rapture, or it can start at the beginning of the 7 years. So we don't have any date for that, and Ezekiel didn't give us a date. So we just believe it's going to happen, and we live by what the Bible says.
That's true, but the trauma that it will bring upon the world will be unlike anything before.
You're exactly right. Let me tell you what, George, from now, I'm starting today, not tomorrow, from now on, it's just going to get worse by the day.
Yes.
You agree with that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Anything else, George?
That's all. Thank you.
You are wonderful. Thank you for calling. I want to tell you something, friend. We got a world that's really crazy. We really have. And I'm going to pray for souls today. I'm going to pray for those who despise me. I get calls and get notes on the Facebook. And you know, one man is praying that this church will be completely dissolved and they'll remove the building and put a service station here so it can be a benefit to people, he says. I actually got an email that says that. You know, I'm amazed. But I'll tell you something. I love them. And I'm praying for them. I don't have an enemy out there from my end that I consider my enemy. I'm just praying, and I want you to join me. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We come to you because you care about every living soul. You're not willing that any should perish, but that all, A-L-L, should come to repentance. And Father, I'm not like you if I don't join you in that. And so I weep with the things that would make you weep, Father. I weep for lost souls. I weep for mean people, vicious people, angry people, people who seek vengeance, people who hate ministers, people who hate whoever. Father, I weep for them and pray for a Holy Ghost revival. A great move of God, a great move of conviction that our hearts will be open to sin and how terrible sin is, open to our own sins as well as the sins around us, that we'll weep because of Planned Parenthood, we'll weep because of same-sex marriages, we'll weep for every wickedness that is embodied in our world, and we'll cry out to you until revival comes, Father. Whether it comes before the rapture or after the rapture, I'm believing you for revival, Jehovah, and souls to be saved. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, for his honor and glory. Amen. Hey, I better get on the questions here. I don't want to miss anybody. You are important to me. When the Jews make the covenant with the Antichrist, will they believe that he is their Messiah? That's a possibility. That's a possibility, but I don't think we have absolute proof of that. I always heard that the first 3.5 years would be a time of peace until he goes into the temple and sacrifices a pig. It doesn't say he's going to sacrifice a pig, by the way, on the altar, which reveals that he is not their Messiah. Well, some good things there. A good question. Not everything's true. You understand, nothing about a pig is in the Bible. Nothing about a pig. That happened before Christ came, 200-300 years, Antiochus Epiphanes. He was one of the generals that took over the empire of... why did I miss the name? The empire of the man who took the world, the Grecian Empire. one of the men who took over that, and you will remember the name, and I will remember it in a few minutes. But I want to tell you something, friend. We are looking for all of this. But you can't believe that the first 3.5 years is going to be peaceable. I'm here to tell you, it cannot be, it will not be, it cannot be and will not be peaceable. Now, there's a prayer request, and I can't give this on the radio, I'm sorry, but we will pray for them, okay? Let's pray for this request I have in my hand. I do not want to give out names unless I know that it's okay with the people whose name I give out. Father, I pray for these dear people. I pray for their conversion. I pray for a miracle in their lives, God. You are the God that never fails. You are the God that always does wonderful things. This person was passed out in church last night, was carried to the medical center here in Charlotte in critical condition. I will find names and call better, but without knowing from the person, I wouldn't want to put their name on. Would you pray for that person right here in this community, okay? Pray for a miracle. Pray for the miracle. We serve a miracle-working God. Now, have about 12 minutes. I don't want to miss anybody. Let me see here if we have a question. I'm looking for it. Don't have it yet. All right. Have open time. Hear from you. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. And I got a bunch of things here I'm going to read if I have time, okay? But don't want to miss your call, and don't want you to fail to call these ladies. And I'm sending you that booklet. You've got to have it. Oh, you cannot live in the dark. You've got to know the signs of the time. And remember, Jesus said that you are a hypocrite if you can read the signs of the sky and you cannot read the signs of the time. Jesus said that. I didn't say it. Please don't look at me. Please don't look at me. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Reverend Chambers. Going back to one of your callers that wanted to know, would the Jews think that the Antichrist is their Messiah? I know this ain't a perfect picture, but when I look at our president, I see a pattern, not the Antichrist, but a pattern of him. The man says he is a Christian, but yet he stands for everything that's non-Christian. You know, he says he values human life, yet he is for destroying human life. You know, and the Bible says by peace the Antichrist will destroy many. They'll think he's a man of peace, but really he's a man of war.
Exactly right. He will be everything but what he claims to be.
Yes, sir. And I think that's exactly what we got. I hate to say it.
But that's where the world is, brother.
I'm afraid that's what we have in the White House now.
Oh, there's no ifs about that. We have the most diabolical man in the White House that's ever sit in that Oval Office. That man is diabolical. There is no ifs and ands. We're just telling the truth because we care about our nation. It is a horrible picture. But the Democrat Party has gone right in the bowels with him. Yes, this week, Hillary Clinton and Joe, the vice president, can't say his name there. Go ahead.
Joe Biden.
Both of them were great speakers at the homosexual event.
Yes.
Where they celebrated this lifestyle that the Bible says is an abomination. It is a lifestyle of abomination. There's nothing else to call it. You know, it's biblical, and we're the only people hate it because we really believe the Bible is infallible. Infallible. And what about the churches that are going after the NIV? Do you thank God for Billy Graham coming back to the old way?
You know, and I heard a man the other day, he gives this guy's name that was on the NIV Bible Committee. I wish I could remember his name. But the man said, when they got through with that Bible, I am afraid that we have made a grave mistake.
Well, there's been a lot of that, yes. It is a dark Bible. Any church that has it does not know the signs of the time. That's why the scripture that I gave earlier, I went tried to find it and didn't get to it. You know, I've got so many markings in my Bible. I live in this book, and I have a hard time keeping up with everything that I have written down. But the Bible makes it plain, my friend. If you do not know the signs of the time, he calls you a hypocrite. Now, that overwhelmed me when I remembered it and went straight to find it. Oh, here it is in Matthew 16:3. Listen to this. And in the morning, It will be foul weather. This is what people are saying now. Jesus is the one talking. In the morning, it will be foul weather. The sky's red and lowing. Oh, ye hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the time. I hope I wake up 1,000 preachers today. You've got to get in there where you can discern the signs of the time. Isn't that powerful verse?
Yes. You know, one thing about it, you know, we don't know everything, but for the end times to be what the Bible says, there had to be an Israel in the land, and they had to be control of the city of Jerusalem.
And it had to be a one-world church, had to be the development of one-world order, had to be the technology for a mark in which every man could be identified. You can go on and name the things that all happened to prove to us the rapture is at the door. All of them fulfilled. Nothing has to happen for the rapture to occur but a trumpet sound in the sky and the shout of the Lord. That's all that's got to happen. But the seven-year tribulation period are where all the signs are today. And that's what God has really got a hold of me. I know it came from the Spirit of the Lord when He laid on my heart to tell people, we're not watching the signs of the rapture anymore. Those are complete. The rapture can take place any minute. We're watching the signs of the seven-year tribulation period that follows the rapture. That begins immediately on the end of the great rapture and the great celebration in heaven of the bride of Christ. We're right there, friend. You agree with that, don't you?
Yes, sir. I think the Bible really jumped out of the pages about 2 weeks ago when I heard that Russia was putting their army into Syria. That ought to woke up everybody.
Well, that's the staging ground for the war of Gog and Magog.
Yes, sir.
And it's getting ready, brother. Everything's getting ready. Everything's getting ready. I am amazed. And if you're not saved out there and you don't know the signs of the time, you are playing loose with your soul. You're playing loose. Thank you, sir, and God bless you. Now, the lines are open. Grab your phone, 1-800-338. I said 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. That's local number. 7 days a week. And then email jrc@paulcreek.org. That's my personal email, jrc@paulcreek.org. I will respond to you. I will respond to you. Now, I want to tell you, if you have many friends who did not hear this program, I want you to understand it will be archived on the internet in less than an hour. In less than an hour, if nothing happens, no problems, it will be live on the internet. And all you got to do is go to the front page of paulcreek.org and you will see the picture. You will see the very picture that I showed you here. You can't see it good on the screen, but you'll see that picture. There'll be a part of the article. You click on the rest of that article and you'll have a place that you can go to your internet and watch me. Archived, or you can hear me anywhere in the world, it will be available. It really will. Now, if you have a question that hasn't been answered, I want you to ask it. Let me tell you again. Let me repeat to you. Let me repeat to you that the problem in our world is just overwhelming. I'm trying to find my notes here. Rome to be burned with fire. Did you know that? Rome to be burned with fire. That's somewhere near the end of the 7 years. This world, the Bible says the world will be drunk with the religion of the one world order. The world will be drunk, the Bible says, with the religion of the one world order. The world will be drunk with the religion of the one world order. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, Brother Joe, I was listening to one of your tapes, and you were talking about the war of Gog and Magog, and what you said 5 years ago is taking place today.
Well, I thank you for confirming that. Sometimes I think I want to go back and find these little clips of things I said, like old Rush Lombard does, and say, listen, I said that 5 years ago. Well, it would sound braggadocious for me, so I'll probably leave it all. I'll just let you say it.
Yeah, and you did. And I was looking at the tape, and I looked, and it was either 2010 or 2009. You said Damascus will be destroyed, ruined.
Yeah.
What's taking place now in Syria?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I sure said it, and I remember it. And see, you go by the Bible, you can never be wrong.
No.
That's the beauty of my life. It's just I've went by the Bible. I've stayed in the Bible. I don't get off on nothing. People say to me all the time, Reverend Chambers, the thing I love about you, you never change. Well, how can I change? The Bible don't change. The only way a preacher can change is if the Bible changes. And how can the Bible change? It's forever settled in heaven. And you need to be in church tomorrow.
Yeah.
You heard me, didn't you?
Brother Joe.
You need to be in church tomorrow.
5 years ago.
Huh?
I said that was 5 years ago you spoke.
I'm talking to you now. You need to be in church tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Because I know who you are, and I love you. And I love you, your family. God bless you now. Bless your heart. Now, grab a phone. We're here to help you. Joe Chambers cares about your soul. Woo! What a broadcast like this, how could it be more breathtaking? You've heard so much truth. You've heard nothing but things that are right on target. I mean, these things are happening. You can see it everywhere. If you can't see it, you're blind. And Jesus calls you a hypocrite. That's because you haven't looked to see it. Preachers that don't preach this kind of thing have no business in the pulpit. Get in that Bible, friend, and give your people what the Bible says, because it's fixing to dawn on them and fall on them, and they're going to be shattered to their being because they didn't know, and you're going to be to blame. Can you imagine a preacher that has to answer to God because you preached and took their salary and lived in their parsonage or their manse, and you were part of the religious world, and all of a sudden the world goes into this biblical fulfillment, and they're going to look at you and say, man, did you miss it? Man, Rick Warren, what a mess you made. Man, Kenneth Copeland, what a mess you made. Man, Jim Baker, what a mess you made. James Robinson, I mean, on and on you can name them that have made a mess with their Bible. It's sad. The truth is still the truth, right on target. Now, remember, there's so much I could say to you. It really is. That unholy Trinity is preparing to be everywhere. The image of the false Christ is going to literally take on the image and the picture of the devil. I'm talking about wickedness of the one world order, making you take a mark and you can't buy or sell. There are so many things you need to remember. There really is. And I hate to bring this to a close, but I really don't have a choice. You're my friend. I care about you. I love you dearly. I really do. I want you to know that I'm praying for you. Be in the church with me tomorrow, right here at Paul Creek Ministries, 5110 Tuckasegee Road. I'd love to have you. I care about you. You're important to me. Don't miss next week. We're going to deal next week with those that escape this coming darkness. We're going to deal next week with those that escape this coming darkness, friend. And you don't want to miss it. You really don't. You really don't.
Torn between my precious friends and my family, and the place of peace that's waiting up above. Hold my hand and stay there by my side. And when I finally step into the tide, celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me in that land of wonder where nothing can compare. Celebrate me in that place, celebrate me saved by grace. Don't just sit and weep because I'm gone. Celebrate. Heaven's throne, with the shield and word of God to guide me, it's a comfort knowing I am not alone. So when I take my final fleeting breath and fade into the gentle sleep of death, celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me in that land of wonder where nothing can compare. broken tree.